Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you and worship you for the wonderful Word of the Living God. We thank you for this mighty book, this book that we have that tells us what we can do and who we are in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we talk about your name today, the mighty name, the name that's above every name, the name that every knee shall bow, that every sickness and disease shall bow to if we use the name of Jesus in faith. Lord, I ask you to reveal to us the truths of the mighty word of the living God as we talk about your mighty names. Your name, the name that's above every name. And I praise you and thank you for this beautiful name. And bless the word as it goes out today in the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Thank you, Father. Amen. Today, I'm going to talk about what the book has to say about the name of Jesus. Now, I probably won't be totally inclusive in all of the different places, but I'm going to show you some of the different ways that the name of Jesus is used here. And in this this list, I'm going to show you about 10 or 11 or 12 places today that the Word of God in the King James uses the name of Jesus. And what you can do, in other words, to start off with, the most important thing that anybody can do is what Peter was talking about in Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, Peter is preaching the gospel. He's telling people that they need to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And then he says in Acts 2:38, he said, if you will repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost is a gift that we receive. In other words, Jesus Christ takes his name and he baptizes us into the Holy Ghost. Now, when we get saved, the Word of God says the Holy Ghost baptizes us into Jesus. But once we get saved, then Jesus baptizes us in the Holy Ghost. And so that's when the power comes upon us. Now, in Acts 2:38, Peter clearly says there, then Peter said unto them, repent. In other words, repent. That means turn from your wicked ways. That means you come to Christ to get saved. When you come to Jesus to get saved, you're living in the kingdom of darkness. In other words, the kingdom of hell. The devil is your father. You're living in darkness. And that's where most of the world, all of the world, I should say, is living there. It's amazing that even the church does not realize who they are and what they can do in the mighty name of our King. I know that devil deceived me for the majority of my life when I had no idea what I could do or who I was once I accepted Jesus Christ and confessed that mighty name, the name of Jesus. But the very first thing Peter tells them to do here in Acts 2, he says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Now, when you get saved, Jesus remits. In other words, this word here, remission of sin, when he says he remits something, he means he washes it away. It's no longer there. So he takes your slate and he takes his blood and with his name, and when you come to Christ, he remits all of your sins. Now, that means your slate is clean. It doesn't make any difference what you've done, how long you've done it, or whatever. At the name of Jesus, when you repent and come to Christ and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that the Father raised him from the dead, like Romans 10, 8, and 9 says, you will be saved. And then if you'll believe that you have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, then the Lord will baptize you in the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and you will absolutely have a power that's working in you to do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. Now then, I think that's another reason so few people are walking in this mighty power in the name because they don't believe that the Holy Ghost has come upon them. They've never asked for that. You should ask for that filling every day of your life. Ask the Lord to fill you to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and ask Him in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I praise You and thank You for today. For I thank You that I have repented of my sins. I thank You that I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And all of my sins were remitted and they were all washed away. And I want to thank You, Father, for filling me with the Holy Ghost and with power and using me to do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. Lord, thank You for the mighty name of Jesus. So, according to the book of Acts chapter 2, the very first thing we should do to step over into this mighty realm of power and of love and to be able to do the things the Lord told us we can do, we've got to come out of the kingdom of darkness and come over into the kingdom of God. So to do that, you repent from your sins that you committed when you were living in the kingdom of darkness. Because when you're a child of the devil, you're called a natural man. And a natural man's liable to do anything, say anything. You can never tell what a person that's lost is going to say or do. So those people are living in the world. And it's taken me a long time to get to where I can begin to grasp this, that I technically have to be very careful when I walk out there in the world every day that I don't condemn people for what they do. Because I think that people should be holy, but the world can't be holy. They don't know how to be holy. It's impossible for them to be holy because they're children of the devil. So all you can do is pray for them, rebuke the enemy over them, and be an example of the love of Christ to those people as you walk through. So we as Christians need to walk through the world taking the name of Jesus and telling people this is the way they get saved and then get them filled with the Holy Spirit. Now then, once you do that, then a power comes upon you. Now then, when this power comes upon you, the power in the name of Jesus is a great and mighty power. Now, it's absolutely amazing what kind of things can happen to you after you begin to believe in the name of Jesus and what it can do. But let's go to Acts chapter 3. Let's just go step over just a little bit here, and let's see what these things happen. Let me read a little bit here in Acts chapter 3, verse 2. And it says, "And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms or money. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, and he said, Look on us. And the man gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now, think about what he's doing here. He is taking the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. A while ago we talked about getting saved by using the name of Jesus. Now we're looking to see what we can do with this power once we receive the Holy Ghost, once our sins are remitted, and once we become children of the King. The Lord is trying to tell us here what we can do in the name of Jesus. Because Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In other words, when you get a hold of the fact that these things have already been done, Jesus completely defeated and destroyed the works of the devil. He completely healed every human being on the cross 2,000 years ago. Now then, what you've got to do is take away from the devil by force with it is written to drive him out so you can walk in divine health. Now, when you get a hold of that, when you get a hold of the fact that Jesus Christ has already healed you on the cross, He's already given you all power over the devil on the cross, He's already given you healing, salvation, deliverance. Everything is yours. All you've got to do is repent. Now, if you're not willing to repent and turn from your wicked ways, then you don't have power over the devil. In fact, after you become a Christian, if you do repent and your sins are remitted, and you come over into the kingdom of God, and then you start listening to the devil and you go back into the world after you got saved and cleaned up and start sinning again, then as long as you're living in sin, you're opening the door to the devil, and the devil has legal right to come and get you, and he will torment you with sickness, disease, all kinds of things, and you will have no power over him, not even in the name of Jesus. But when you repent, then you can drive out the devil, because when you repent, you come home to Jesus. And anyway, as these men, he said, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And then Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up, stood and walked and entered with him into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which had set for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, You men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look you so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, and the God of our fathers, has glorified his Son, Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murder to be granted unto you, and you killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Now, think about that. It was by faith in the name of Jesus that this mighty miracle happened. Faith in the name of Jesus. Well, we're going to continue on right here tomorrow. I want to invite you to call us at our ministry center at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we have free audio, video, and CDs. We will send you any of our teachings or send you a little packet of audio, video, or CDs for you to look at, listen to. And if you like them, we'll send you more. But we also can, you can also get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order our stuff and you can listen to a lot of our teachings. They're on the web. Praise the Lord and have a great day in Christ.